Robert, what color is your security?
I don't know, Susan, but I gather that the Homeland Security Office has listed these colors in their order in the spectrum except for two of them, and I guess that's because we'd rather feel best about being green than about being blue.
I always thought it was not that easy being green.
Right.
But they're saying it's easier than blue or red or yellow. Well, anyway, Tom Ridge, maybe he needs to deploy a fabulous vocal artist, fellow from Chicago named Ken Nordine. This is a person who can help people conceptualize these terrorist alert color codings. Do you remember Nordine's Word Jazz, where he just did a million riffs?
Yeah.
Especially, there was a whole album just on colors, sort of a stroll along the spectrum. Now, here is what Ken Nordine thought of blue.
Time was when blue was the saddest. Sadder than that. Blue was the bluest blue can be blue. No one seemed to care, least of all blue. No, blue wasn't making it.
So that might not get the message out, but there really is something odd about color coding threat conditions. So you got blue for guarded, as if something came out of the blue. Yellow, of course, for elevated risk. You get
hot,
scared.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to hide. You are yellow.
Yeah, but they're not playing with a full palette here, Susan. I mean, where is wheat? Where's teal? Where's puce?
Teal is resting, but puce is not a warning color, no. Robert. It's a fashion statement.
Not for me, it isn't. What about aubergine?
No, Martha Stewart has the franchise on aubergine, but you could pale it down to lavender, although Ken Nordine says that lavender needs very careful handling.
Well, if we're offering color ideas to the Home Security Office, maybe the best bet is muddy. Here's Nordine's take on muddy.
Funny thing about mud, it's a color that isn't thought of as so. But as sure as there's green leaf green or blood red blood, you can also be sure there's muddy mud mud as a color, I mean. And which, if it weren't all around, would leave little hope for a bar we call soap.
Okay, that's a relief. Muddy is hope. Ken Nordine's advice on colors, useful perhaps to the Homeland Security Office and its risk-measuring color codes.